monthly standard interview with Richard Meltzer. How are you today, Rick?
Very well, thank you.
Okay, great. Yeah, just wanted to talk to you about Toots. Could you tell me his whole name, Toots?
Eugene Toots Johnson.
Okay, and how did you meet Toots?
Toots started for my grandpa in 1928. He came to he was visiting his aunt on Melbourne Street.
Okay.
And then he was walking by, and then my grandpa told him to grab a shovel, and then he started digging the pool. And then he stayed there ever since.
Wow. And when did Toots die?
Toots died, I believe it was 1987.
Okay. Yeah,
January 22nd, I believe.
Okay.
Yes.
And it looks like from the pictures I've seen that you and Toots were really, really good friends.
Really close, yeah. And, he was like a father to me. Yeah.
Okay. And what type of person was he?
Very shy, kept to himself, but man of honor and integrity. Taught me just about everything I know till today, so...
And that was my next question.
Yes.
What were some of the things that he taught you and when you guys were together?
Well, he taught me how to cook. He taught me how to, you know, treat people, how to be with people.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, he did a... Yeah, it was quite an influence on me. Still is to today, you know?
And that's great. And your... grandfather was the person who started the bathhouse, the Spitz?
The Oakland Health Club, yeah.
And that was in 1930?
1930, yes.
And was he born in Detroit?
My grandfather was from Russia.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
Russian Jewish.
Yes, correct. Okay.
And I see many of the same traditions are still in place today.
Oh, yes, very much so, yeah.
Could you tell me a little bit about the oak leaves?
Well, the oak leaves are, that's what Toots used to make, the brooms. Mm-hmm. And the oak leaves you get from the base of the trees, you know, the stems grow up.
Yes.
So that's what you cut once a year because they're nice and strong.
Okay.
And that's what they make the brooms out of. And that's what Toots used to make.
Okay.
He used to make hundreds of them every year.
And I hear that they're therapeutic.
I don't know, therapeutic, yeah, it kind of cleanses the skin, you
yes.
know what I mean, it takes, cleans out your pores, you know, with the soap and the hot water, yeah.
Do you know of any other bathhouses of that sort still in operation in the United States?
Well, there's one in Buffalo, New York. Okay. Matter of fact, the guy that opened up that one, the Kaufman brothers, he used to work for my dad.
Okay.
With my dad.
Okay.
And he went back to Buffalo and opened up that, and it's called the Schwitz also.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your father, was he born in Detroit?
He was born in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Yes. Then he came here.
And what year did your family put a stake in Detroit?
1910.
Wow.
1910.
And what neighborhood did you guys
Hastings
live in?
Hastings Street in Detroit.
What street was that?
Hastings Street.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So right near the bathhouse.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, what year were you born?
1961.
Okay. So I guess you kind of grew up
exactly.
at the bathhouse.
Oh yes, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
So you're the last living link that really would
Pretty
know
much,
about the history.
Me and my brother. Yeah,
okay.
I have a brother also. Yes. He's 73.
Okay, so
yes.
a little older than
yes,
you.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
So could you tell me about some of the celebrities that may have been there?
Okay. Can you hold on for 1 second?
Sure.
I might have to just
yeah.
apply.
Okay.
There you go.
So, could you tell me about the celebrities that dropped by the Spitz?
Well, there really wasn't too many celebrities, but more like a very diverse amount of customers. You know what I mean? We had some of the Purple Gang back in the day. We had the Italian Mob. We
Hi
had
there.
Priests.
How
we had,
you
know, lawyers. We had the average working person. Mm-hmm. It was quite... unique place for customers.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, and everybody was treated equal.
Okay.
There was never any problems at the bathhouse, no matter
yeah.
what rumors might say.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
and Toots kept everybody in line, so he was kind of the enforcer. So.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Toots is a big man.
Oh, was he?
Pictures. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Toots is a very big man.
Yeah. yeah.
I couldn't tell his stature.
Oh, my, yes.
How tall was he?
I would.
I'm not sure exactly.
Over 6 feet?
Oh, well, over. Yeah, 6 feet. I would say probably, oh, yes, very much so. Very
big
buff,
dude.
Big dude. Big dude.
Okay.
Yeah, very
well, it had to be to dig that pool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very big guy. Yeah.
Well, could you tell me where the rocks come from for the sauna?
Well, the rocks, I don't know where they come from now, but back in the day, my dad used to buy rock fields, like out on 30-some mile in Van Dyke, mm-hmm. and then they used to truck out there. It used to be a whole day adventure because they didn't have freeways and paved roads, so they would drive out on the dirt roads with panel trucks and then load up the rocks and then bring them back and exchange the old rocks with the new rocks in the oven.
Okay. Now, you did mention the Purple Gang. Do you know of Abe Bernstein?
Oh, yeah. Yes, Abe definitely visited there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know he lived at the Book Cadillac downtown.
Correct. Yes.
And,
yes.
Yeah, he was...
Harry Fletcher and, all them guys.
All those guys.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But they all kept to themselves. Okay. You know what I mean? There was never any problems there.
Exactly.
You know,
was a place for relaxation.
Exactly. And like I said, I think the Italian family was more prominent for a longer period of time than the Purple Gang.
Okay.
I mean, all the way to the time I was serving. You know what I mean? When I was a kid.
Okay.
But I just thought it was normal. You know what I mean? Because they were just...
Patrons.
Exactly.
People who needed to be served.
Exactly. Good steam, good food, good atmosphere.
Yes. Yeah. I understand that's the hottest place maybe in America, the steam room.
Well, I think it is, yeah. Yeah. I think it's still one of the last ones running in that condition, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and so thank you so much for your time. If I have any more questions, you mind if I give you a call?
Oh, please do.
Okay,
yeah.
And if you don't mind, I would like to take some pictures.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Pictures of the rocks and whatnot back there.
Okay.
And then there's...